The road that leads out of Avalon is lined with 100-year-old eucalyptus trees. It's a narrow switchback road full of potholes. It's gonna make you dizzy.
Let's pick up the key and go. We have our little gate pass to get into the interior.
There's the magic key.
Ta-da! Welcome to the interior.
We get to a stately white stucco gate. Today, we're headed to Middle Ranch. We're going to visit the seed vault. The vault is a climate-controlled room that houses seeds from nearly every single plant on Catalina Island. Jeannie Shelton says that most people who live here don't even know the vault exists. Jeannie is a seed seeker. She's been collecting wild seeds as a volunteer for the last 23 years. The seeds are being stored for the future, in case of disaster.
KABC Lisa Bartley was on Catalina Island when the fire.
Like in 2007, when Catalina had a brush fire that burned almost 5,000 acres to the ground. Because of the seed vault, after the fire, they were able to use these seeds for regeneration. But before we get to the vault, Jeannie has to check in on her spots.
So where are we walking to?
We're walking to the fenced area of the White's Landing. This has been fenced for probably 10 years. And okay.
We walk past the gate and into the enclosure, and Jeannie's eyes light up. It's like we're walking into a room at a party and she sees all her friends. Jeannie introduces me.
This is a manzanita.
Sticky monkey flower that's gone to seed.
Caterpillar felicina.
So here's the tree poppy.
This is white sage.
This is Coreopsis. If you think of a Dr. Seuss plant, I think of Coreopsis.
Oh, very minty, very, very heady.
I review our goal. Our plan was to seek some seeds, collect some seeds, and then take some seeds to the vault. But after two stops, we haven't collected a single one.
Let's wander back up.
So no seed collecting here.
Well, it's so wet this morning.
Ah.
I'm just making a mental note of what's almost ready to pick.
You need some of those?
We've picked these, and we don't need much. So.
Maybe I'm just a super results-oriented person, but I was hoping to actually harvest some seeds. Hold them in my hand.
Okay, so second stop, and there's no seeds that are ready to go.
Not today. I was here last week, so like I said, we only take 10% of each plant. Very careful not to overpick.
I like that it's sort of a ritual where you come out with the intention to get seeds.
But not necessarily. You can't rush Mother Nature.
We're finished here, so we get back in the car. We're on our way to the next stop. And I wonder why someone gives decades of their life to this task.
Do you ever get concerned when you go out thinking about the all of the stresses on our environment with climate change and what that means for Catalina?
I don't like to think about that. I leave that worrying to somebody else. There is a delphinium. Thought I had to go to Parsons to find that, but obviously not.
How did you spot that just driving by out of the corner of your eye?
I see color. It's a blossom, and that's what I love. And there's another one. Look at them. They're all in here.
Oh, wow.
So let me get my camera. Isn't this fun? And it's got seed pods on it, but they're really green. So we're just going to make a note of the GPS. Put it on my marker to come in.
When was the last time you saw delphinium?
Probably 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It's been missing in action. And there's some over here.
This year, Catalina got record rainfall, 26 inches. This means a sort of super bloom is happening. Flowers like delphinium are coming back to bloom. In a couple months, Jeannie will finally be able to come back and collect some of the seeds to store them.
Yeah, we've been in like oak trees and eucalyptus trees and up. Oh, here we are.
This is our Ackerman Nursery, James H. Ackerman Nursery, native plant.
Finally, we've arrived at the seed vault. The nursery looks to be on about 1 acre of land, surrounded by an 8-foot-tall barbed wire fence. The lock on the gate is off, so we slide it open. The ground has black landscaping cloth pinned down like wall-to-wall carpet. Outside, there are thousands of potted plants growing. We meet Monica, who runs the nursery.
Thank you. I would suggest putting a sweater on.
Awesome. And now we're going into
a seed cooler where we store our most rare species. So this is pretty neat.
This is the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You ready, Miss Janie?
Sure. Let's go in.
Go ahead.
We pull the heavy lever towards us and walk into the climate-controlled room.
So it is currently 38 degrees Fahrenheit. You just watch the step up, please.
The seed vault is inside a large stainless steel walk-in refrigerator.
Oh, it still has a smell.
It's the sages.
The sage, it cuts through.
If you worked at an industrial kitchen, this would be where the produce was stored.
Fair enough.
Right.
So welcome to the seed storage room. It's A to Z seed storage. We store seeds that are our most rare and precious and also our common species. We have our ironwood, which is our endemic ironwood tree that is only found on this island.
6-foot-tall metal racks on wheels line the walls.
Grab something like the Salvia apiana.
They're the same shells you see in bakeries where each layer holds a layer of cookies or muffins.
Salvia mellifera.
Here we see a jumble of mason jar and Nalgene containers with handwritten labels taped on the outside.
We have some seeds going back all the way to the 90s. We did do a very concerted conservation effort, especially after the 2007 fires that we had on the island. This is a treasure trove of our island species. Some are from locations like Middle Canyon here is basically where we are in Middle Ranch.
I look over and I see Jeannie smiling.
Middle Canyon and some are.
What do you feel like when you stand in here and you look around at where all of your,
I just look at the hours, the labor intense, you know, like a teaspoon of seeds, maybe 6,000. There's one of my babies.
She's holding a small container of seeds. Her name is written on it.
09, April 3rd, 09.
What's the species?
That's a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
And how many seeds?
Oh, I'd say 2,000, 1,700, 1,981.
There you go.
Close. How about that?
Exactly.
That's how you know she's been doing it.
Wow.
Yeah. Labor of love.
Yeah, truly.
Thank you. You made my day, Monica.
Standing here in this freezing seed vault, I realize that for Jeannie Shelton, it's not about being a climate change superhero. It's about how collecting these tiny seeds contributes to something so much bigger. For the Transom Traveling Workshop on Catalina Island, I'm Samantha Hodder.